K-State Nation, Eddie Greer, host of the Pro Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University, coming at you on this Tuesday, July 8th, 2025, this K-State Podcast, all things K-State sports, volleyball, soccer, cross-country, football, and so much more. It's the first time this is a podcast. Thank you so much for it. I don't mind giving us a listen here. As we continue our journey in prime time in the month of July. Yes, once August rolls around, we'll probably go back to normal, obviously, with posting episodes. we post content every day. Of course, we're going to post episodes every day. But probably go back to the posting episodes on around lunchtime. Unless we want to keep it going. Now, obviously, during this athletic calendar year, we've been posting episodes once a day, maybe even sometimes, maybe half, 50-50, twice a day, and even 25% of the time, even three episodes a day. So we're going to have content for you every day, obviously, whether it's your usual week or a holiday thrown in there. The Pro Project Podcast will be there 99.9% of the time there as well. So we continue our journey through prime time, obviously. So go ahead and hit that subscribe, like button, hit the alarm bell every time we post content daily. Y'all will be first to be notified about that. But all Big 12 preseason came out as I'm recording this in the morning right now on July 8th, here today on this Tuesday. Big 12 Media Day start today. So, and go back, check out the episode that I uploaded last week. Chris Kleiman, Avery Johnson, Cody Stufflebean, VJ Payne. See, I know I'm going to forget somebody. Sorry, I apologize, but those are some of the names that are going to be down there repping Kansas State there for us there down there as they begin again. Big 12 Media is today from Frisco, Texas. Me and Alex will recap all that on the new upcoming fresh episode on the Podbean app. So that is Thursday. So we have that slated out for Thursday night. And I'll be posted on Friday. And along with that, probably going to upload that other episode that I posted before I went off to Duluth there as well. So I know I'm neglecting that as well. So just want to kind of remind y'all, when this comes up, day one of Media Days, we already be wrapped up. That's what we're going to talk about all of that coming up. But Sam Leavitt, leading the way, Arizona State, 2025 preseason, all Big 12 team there, and two of our Wildcats of note, they're on it. And, yes, two of our Wildcats, this first team, by the way, and I'm going to go right to this guy first, because we already know the other guy, Austin Romaine, on it, preseason all-conference on defense, Will Swanson. Part of that tight end group that I talked about a couple weeks ago on the show. And we will discuss more coming up. Obviously, leading up to the opening game for Kansas State, Iowa, almost at Arizona State. Too many. K-State, Iowa State, Farmageddon coming August 23rd, less than 50 days out. Will Swanson, interesting of note. Fullback was listed on here. Fullback, H-back. Very interesting right here. But hey, I'm not complaining, right? Will Swanson, now originally I thought he was wrapped up his career. But again, going back to the whole crazy COVID situation that this whole podcast started with, thanks to, and I've been listening to now I don't know, I'm getting off of a little sidetrack like I usually do for these episodes, but throwing in here a shout out to Nick Bear, just finally subscribed to this podcast. Big fan of his. Now I'm gonna do an episode of my own on the EG3 podcast coming next week. But he talks now. I was trying to say, damn it. Anyways, yeah, he talks about. But yeah, Will Swanson, the cold COVID situation, and where, yes. This whole podcast started on a run. The thought process. Nick Baird recently just talked about, you know, getting ideas from one of his morning runs, whatnot, and how to get better, right? How to improve. hey, we're progress. We're a growth. That's not what it was. We are a continuation in progress kind of thing here. We have our moments sometimes where we're still kind of going through one right now, but we're still in a moment of process there. But all this idea of this podcast started on a long ass run when the world went crazy in 2020, right? Will Swanson, he was on that team, right? So now he's decided to come back. Now he's listed and not knocking it. Yeah, I ain't complaining. So that caught my attention real quick there as well. So shout out Will Swanson, Micah. I'm pretty sure he's going to be playing tight end. Obviously that tight end room stack. And I'm going to say it again. I think tight end room, until proven otherwise this year, the best position over the wide receivers. We talked about the wide receivers so much on here. They did disappoint us at times. They've been a disappointment. Let's not be playing around with that, right? So, Will Swanson, full listed on here. First team, all offense over here. Sam Leavitt, as I said at the beginning, Arizona State. Let's go through this list. Bryson Washington, Baylor, Jaheim White. Returns West Virginia, running back. That's the running backs right there. Of course, Will Swanson, the fullback. For your K-State Wildcats, this is the Pro Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports. Eddie Greer for another football edition of this podcast. Wide receivers, Eric McAllister, TCU, Chase Roberts, BYU, Jordan Tyson, another Arizona State player on here. Jordan Royer, Cincinnati. Moving on, off at the line, Ben Coleman, Arizona State, another Arizona State, Spencer Fano, Utah, Bryce Foster, Kansas, Caleb Lemieux, Utah, Jordan Seaton, Colorado. Those are your offensive linemen there. Will Farron, another BYU, that is your place kicker there as well. And then your puntering place kicker, Josh Cameron of Baylor there as well there. And then, of course, your defensive side of the ball. Your defensive lineman, David Bailey, Texas Tech. Dante Corleone, Cincinnati. I nailed that one. CJ Fite, Arizona State. Lee Hunter, Texas Tech. And a lot of people saying Texas Tech going to take a step back. I don't know about that. I don't know about Texas Tech was kind of a sleeper, kind of a little bit of a favorite last year that we remember. We'll see. Texas Tech could be something this year that K-State's going to have to deal with. Texas Tech is on K-State's schedule on the second half of the schedule there. Your linebackers joining are also Romain. Jacob Rodriguez, Texas Tech. Another Texas Tech person. And Baylor's Keaton Thomas. Your DBs, Xavion Alford, Arizona State. Bud Clark, TCU. And K-State's going to have to deal with Iowa State's Jeremiah Cooper, Colorado's DJ McKinney, and Jontez Williams of Iowa State. So, Avery Johnson, going to have to contend with them yet again. Cooper and Williams on the back end for Iowa State. Jontez Williams. Oh, I already said that. Another Williams on here to wrap up this all-conference first team preseason Big 12 list here that they announced yesterday. Palmer Williams, punter of Baylor. So there's a pretty good content of Baylor, Tech, and Arizona State on this list. And I'm going to have to go back in here and write them down. Obviously, we're going to talk more. That's going to be a talking point. The Big 12 media days will be a talking point, and then we're going to be football heavy here on the Podbean app, or well, over there on the Podbean app with myself and Alex Aiden over there. Going to be talking a lot about football focused over there leading up to Iowa State. I told you so. Definitely, as I get reading off these names, get pumped. Well, you should already be excited about the football season. Obviously, K-State going to be up there in that mix. I'm pretty sure that will come out pretty soon. The preseason rankings and all that. So all that's where you get excited. Now the time is really to get excited about the football season as we get that much closer to Dublin, Ireland, Kansas State, Iowa State, August 23rd on ESPN. So that is I just went through the all Big 12 2025 All Big 12 preseason first team, including our Will Swanson, H-back. And Mike might have to get Alex's thoughts on that. And of course, also remain getting another preseason recognition on the defense side for Kansas State right there as well. So there you go. And then of course, Big 12, when this comes out later on tonight, for day one of Big 12 Media Days, we have wrapped up in Frisco, Texas. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Once again, make sure you're new to the podcast. Make sure you subscribe, like, hit the alarm bell every time, update content daily. Y'all be notified about it first. Again, Podbean app. We're going to get this thing rolling off the mat here. My coverage, myself and Alex, say you want more bonus coverage of your Wildcats, I would advise you to download the Podbean app. Greer 3 Ace Podcast, GRIER number 3 EDID Podcast for that. And of course, make sure you pass the word to a fellow K-Stater about this podcast, including incoming freshmen. Make sure you spread the word to them about the K-State's K-State Podcast, the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Alex Aiden, San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Thank you for joining us on this football edition of the Purple Project Podcast, all things K-State sports.